Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Yes, that was an Indian celebration. I have an album made by American Indians. On the cover of the album is a World War II veteran, and he lives in a very small house, maybe a one-roomer. And he's got a GI bunk that he probably picked up his surplus. And he's got, his bunk is made just like if he was in the military. And he's looking at medals and ribbons that he has won serving this country, his country. Okay? And he doesn't have much. And he's got an Apache, a bandana. Another picture that haunts me is a grandfather and a grandmother. They look like Navajos, and they've got a grandson who's about 8-9 years old, and the door to their kitchen is open, and all you can see is land, a tract of land. The door to their kitchen is open. They too have a small house, and they're celebrating. They just got a refrigerator. Okay? And these are American Indians. And the thing I was watching today, and this is what prompted me to do this, I have some nice pictures of American Indians. As a matter of fact, if you go to my website, www.captainsblog.us, you will see the American monument to the United States Marine Corps raising the flag on Iwo Jima. And Isaac Hayes was an American Indian, and he was one of the guys who raised the flag on Iwo Jima. And an artist drew the exact replica of raising the flag at Iwo Jima, except the last man on the line was Isaac Hayes, and he's wearing his Indian regalia, his regular Indian clothes. And so I put that up there as a tribute to American Indians. And so today I'm jumping the channels, and here's my order of importance. I never go to the communist channels. ABC, Always Be Communist, CBS, the communist broadcasting system, NBC, nothing but communist, CNN, the communist news network. I never go there because it's all propaganda and lies, and they all work for the Democrat Party. They're owned by the Democrat Party, especially NBC. As a matter of fact, Chelsea Clinton worked for NBC. I don't know if she still works there, but she was pulling down, working at NBC, $600,000 a year. And her sisters, who also worked in the same capacity, they were making $37,500. And there wasn't a man in sight. How's that? Huh? Would you say that's equal pay for equal work? Yeah, well, that's how it goes. Only the richest people are the top echelon of the Communist Party. You'll never see a poor communist if he's top dog. Just ask Fidel Castro. He's worth $670 million. He made it in free sugar, free rum, free cigars, and free cocaine. And that's why he's rich, and his people are starving to death. As a matter of fact, his entire ballet company defected yesterday and asked for political asylum in Mexico. And then they're going to pirouette over the border. They're going to come in as children. Oh, man, are we in trouble? We're in trouble. So, while the Cuban people starve, Fidel Castro has more money than he can spend. And Hillary Clinton came out and said, we have to establish relations with Cuba because the Iranians are there and they're our allies. Yeah. You know what? That's a call to Cuba. Hey, Cuba, my husband kidnapped Elian Gonzalez for you and it's time to pay the bill. That's what that is. And Chelsea will be signing some futures contracts for rice, sugar, cocaine, rum, and Cuban cigars. Yes, and those big party contributors to the Party of Death, they'll be getting some of those contracts. And that's how it works in Washington. That's why it's got to be burned to the ground. Yeah, it needs a tornado. That's what that needs. Okay, so I'm watching. I told you about my channels. I go from Fox News to Fox Business to this new channel, which is very pro-American, One News Network. And then I go to Al Jazeera, the network that Al Gore sold for $500 million and put it right in his pocket and paid no capital gains. He called it a charitable contribution. Yeah, he put the money in Greenpeace. Anyway, so Al Jazeera is doing, and the reason I like Al Jazeera, I know they're owned by the Al Thani family of Qatar, who just did a deal with Obama to release the commanding officers, the top command of the Taliban, okay? And now it's coming out that one of the Taliban members plotted 9-1-1 with Osama bin Laden. And one day before Osama bin Laden attacked the United States, this Taliban commander was responsible for attacking the Northern Alliance, who killed the leader of the Northern Alliance under orders from Obama. His name was Shah Massoud. Shah something Massoud. And he was called the Lion of the Panjir. And he warned us that 9-1-1 was coming. And we said, nobody can touch us. Nobody. And we have the best intelligence and the best negotiating skills. And then we found out on 9-1-1, we didn't even have two armed aircraft that could get up from Washington to save New York. And the USS Normandy, which used to be docked in Staten Island, Stapleton, Staten Island, was given away by Chuck Schumer, and the Navy port on Staten Island was turned into Hollywood Studios after we spent billions to build it. And all of the little merchants who came in to set up to earn a living off of the Navy ships that were docked there all went bust. And that's Chuck Schumer looking out for New York. And the radar range for that USS Normandy was 450 miles. They could have picked up, if they had been docked in town or nearby, they could have picked up that second plane, definitely, and splashed it in the Hudson River as it came down the Hudson River. And the USS Normandy is the sister ship of the USS Vincennes. The USS Vincennes was in the Persian Gulf way before planes were being hijacked and used as missiles. And an Iranian passenger plane violated the air cover area that was a no-fly zone over an aircraft carrier. And so the USS Vincennes splashed that plane into the Persian Gulf. And it was filmed as a documentary. There happened to be a documentary crew on this ship when it happened. And when they splashed that plane down, everybody high-fived. All of the guys on the ship, they had taken out that plane, and they high-fived. And then they saw the flotsam underwater, and they saw babies, and they saw suitcases, and they all got sick, and they all got broken hearts. And, of course, the documentary said, look, this is what the Americans do. But little did we know at that time that that pilot that was heading for that aircraft carrier with those citizens of Iran wasn't shouting Allahu Akbar. You never know. Because on September the 11th, 2001, two planes came down the Hudson River shouting Allahu Akbar. And had the Normandy been there, they could have duplicated the Vincennes shot. Okay? But that's us a day late and a dollar short, no intelligence. And I still remember the Air Force guy saying, is this a drill? Are you sure this isn't a drill? We're in trouble, man. And you know what we're not ready for? We're not ready for nukes. We're not ready at all for nukes. And here you had four Russian bombers off of the coast of California within 50 miles before we scrambled two F-16s, two F-15s to intercept them. Yeah. We're ready for anything. Oh, did you hear what happened? We lost Iraq. Did anybody? When? I was just, I watched the parade when Obama pulled the troops out. He said, Al-Qaeda's on the run. Yeah, he said that. He said he got bin Laden after he gave him 4 months to escape. Yeah, he and Al-Qaeda's on the run. Well, tonight the Americans are on the run. The 200 construction workers that were building a runway for F-16s, they had to get on the runway and get out of there. It is really bad. It is really bad. Let's have a parade. I started to tell you I watch those three channels. I do Fox News, Fox Business. I do One News America, I think it's called. And I also do Al Jazeera, because Al Jazeera is owned by the Qataris, and Al Jazeera has inside information on all of the controversial groups that are struggling for power in the region. So they get some good footage. Plus, Al-Qaeda likes Al Jazeera. So if there's anything, any scoops, Al Jazeera has a better shot at it. CNN used to be the most favored news network in the Middle East, but I'm sure now it's Al Jazeera. So I go to Al Jazeera, and I got my reservations about Al Jazeera, you know, where they're coming from. Is it like this is subtle sweetness, and eventually their agenda, their Islamic agenda will come to the forefront. But, and today they're playing up the fact that Obama, and they've got news people covering this, Obama went to the Lakota Sioux Reservation, which is, I think, about 20 miles from where the Black Hills that the Lakota Sioux called their homeland is, I believe, now a park, federal park. And they were playing up the poverty that follows the Lakota Sioux in the reservation that they live. And it was really sad. I mean, it would break your heart to see how these people are living. And then they drop the surprise. And the surprise is that the Lakota Sioux have in their bank account $8 billion. As a result of a treaty they signed with the Great White Father in Washington in 1877, where they were given $100 million for the Black Hills. But the Sioux said they were forced to do the treaty, and they refused to cash the check. So the money has been sitting in the bank since 1877, accruing interest, and it's up to $8 billion. And these people literally are starving, living in shabby quarters, And there's all kinds of charities and missions that send letters to my house asking for help for the Lakota Sioux and the Rosebud Sioux. And my wife is very generous. She really helps them every time she can. I say, one day I'm going to open my back door and the whole Sioux Nation is going to be in my backyard here. I'll see an Indian coming on, walking through a teepee, carrying a deer over his shoulder. But we all know the American Indian got a raw deal. And the thing that you got to give them credit for, they don't play the oppressed American game. They don't. They don't have an Al Sharpton. They don't have a Jesse Jackson. They got $8 billion in the bank. They live shoddily, but they won't touch that money because they have American Sioux pride. They have American Indian pride. And they want what they want. They want their ancestral home back, and they should get it. And they should get the $8 billion besides. But I recall, you know, the communists would love to work up all these Native Indian tribes. They would love to do that. But apparently, when they do, they get the cold shoulder. And I watched a show one night. There was a black guy on talking about reparations, and he was sitting next to an American Indian. And he was saying how the blacks were oppressed in his country and, you know, made to work for nothing and was sold as chattel. And he turned to the American Indian and he said, you people were oppressed by the white man. Why don't you? And the American Indian said, whoa, wait a minute. We're warriors. We fought and lost. Don't include us in your mess. We're warriors. We fought and lost, and we had to make accommodations. Don't include us with your slavery thing. And I got a big kick out of that. And that's why I got a soft spot for American Indians. I know they got a problem. I know they got a drinking problem. And I know that, but I got to tell you, they're our brothers, and we got to take care of them. And we got to make sure that they get justice. And I would love to see the Lakota Sioux get the Black Hills back. I think that would be great. We don't need it as a federal park. We can move Custer to the Bronx. Okay, we'll give you a little Love Hurts. Thank you. That's the great Roy Orbison, who never should have been on the stage with Bruce Springsteen. That was like sacrilege, man. Bruce Springsteen should have been in the basement playing to mice. Roy Orbison was a thousand steps higher on my pedestal. Prophecy is being fulfilled. The Antichrist is arising as Iran moves into Iraq. This is Walid Shubat's A Weekend blog. He also has a picture of leaked photos and released emails show Clinton's in bed with the Muslim Brotherhood. And I hear a lot of people blaming Valerie Jarrett for everything that's going on, but I never hear anybody listing her crimes or her background. It's like she is the Scarlet Pimpernel. She's here, she's there, she's everywhere. But nobody ever comes out and directly lists all of her crimes. So here's what Walid says. When Iraq faded from the collective consciousness and few were paying attention to it, we wrote, Iraq will weaken as a result of America's exit to simply be devoured by Iran. As soon as you seen al-Maliki and you knew he was Shia, you knew that the stage was set to open the door to Iran, if you had any kind of an inclination. And this article Walid wrote in 2012 for Jewish Voice Ministries. And he goes on to say, and now that Iraq is under the radar again as Mosul, Iraq's second largest city, was besieged by the Sunni Al-Qaeda front ISIS, ISIS, which stands for, I think, Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. A closer attention should be focused on Iran, which just moved into Iraq's capital and the first largest city, Baghdad. Baghdad is devoured by Iran. Make no mistake about it, this is prophetically significant. Now, I got to tell you, when I hear Obama saying he's only going to use aircraft to defend Maliki's government, I don't want no part of it. Nobody should fly for the Iranians because that's who you're working for. And we don't want that. Baghdad is devoured by Iran. Make no mistake about it. The Shiites did not stand by idle watching Iraq being devoured by Sunnis. As Iranian President Hassan Rouhani convened an emergency meeting of the country's National Security Council to say this: we, as the Islamic Republic of Iran, will not tolerate this violence and terrorism. We will fight and battle violence and extremism and terrorism in that region and the world. And he wasn't like Obama, simply full of hot air. He sent in Iran's elite and revolutionary guards who were already deployed in Iraq. And in the name of the war on terror, to help government troops defend, really occupy, the city capital of Baghdad from the escalating threat of al-Qaeda's ISIS insurgents, which Iranian security sources as well as all the media now confirmed. The showdown is on. The ISIS has already seized several areas in the northern part of Iraq and taken control of Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit on Wednesday, June the 11th. But Revolutionary Guard and Iraqi troops overtook 85% of the city in Baghdad on Thursday, June the 12th. Yeah, I don't want to see any planes bombing for the Iranians. No, sir. If you're going to keep ground troops out, you keep the aircraft out, too. You did enough damage, Obama, in Libya, a place you didn't have to go. You only went for the weapons. Gaddafi was no threat. He would have died of old age in about another 5 years. As the crisis in the Middle East deepens, the Iranian military is also considering shifting troops fighting in Syria. So the Iranians are in Syria, and now the Iranians are in Iraq. If the deployment of the Quds forces is not sufficient to combat the Sunni insurgents. Now, you know who the big Sunni insurgent is? Saudi Arabia. Now, they're going to pour tons of money and equipment into this fight. President Obama responded saying he would not rule out U.S. airstrikes against the insurgents and that his government is looking at all options, including military action to help Iraq fight against Islamist militants. This is the guy that went in and thought he had a victory in Egypt, and he parlayed with the Muslim Brotherhood and put in a real butcher. And luckily, the Egyptian military arrested him and threw him in jail. And now General Sisi is rebuilding his country. And I'm sure Obama's not happy about that. And, of course, he can just send John Kerry, and John Kerry will fly the VC flag and put everybody under his banner. Today, the United States is in check and is staggering in confusion. Iran is an enemy, and now since the pullout of Iraq, the U.S. is all but confused, finding itself with little choices but to look the other way when its archenemy, Iran, encroaches into Iraq, weighing between an al-Qaeda takeover to create the caliphate on the one hand and Iran consuming Iraq on the other. And since we have seen Russia invade Crimea and Obama showed his impotence, Iran has already invaded Iraq's capital. So while it is telling us that we don't know this, that the Iranians are already in Baghdad. Obama said the United States has an interest in making sure jihadists do not gain a foothold in Iraq. Really? Which jihadists? Iran or al-Qaeda? It is checkmate for the U.S., and prophetically last year we wrote, in the contest between Iran, the bear, and Turkey, the leopard, we will see Turkey emerge victorious. As a result, Iraq will continue to weaken after being gobbled up by Iran following America's exit. I think Turkey is Sunni, and that's why he means that Turkey will do all right. We accurately wrote about Erdogan's triumph. He's the prime minister of Turkey, and the rise of the Islamists there. We also summed up the situation prophetically. Years ago, we wrote, Iraq, the Babylonian Empire, was the major power in the Middle East when Saddam was in charge. Its wings were clipped, then plucked before being humbled by the U.S. Iran rose, bare on one side, without media, Kurdistan, and today we have the Shia crescent, the Persian bear arising. Most prophecy students missed it. Why? They do not comprehend the different layers and dual fulfillment in Scripture. Okay, so he's going to Scripture to justify what's happening. Me, I'm a little more practical. The lion, for instance, was the animal most historically associated with Babylon, Iraq. The prophet Jeremiah, for example, refers to Babylon as a lion. The lion motif is found abundantly in ancient Babylonian art and structure. Likewise, the description of the bear matches the unbalanced character of the two sides of the bear, the Medo-Persian Empire, in which Persian one side exerted far greater influence over the Median portion of the empire. Here the bear arose on one side, Persian without Media. We see one side rising and the other remains. Iran is rising, but Media Kurdistan is not. Okay, well, he's really going into religion here. I just want to see what's going on the ground. Yeah, he mentions Bishop Fulton Sheen. And so he's into religion heavy. Yeah, he's going all, it's all Bible from here on in. Yeah, wow, really goes long. Okay, so what we do know is that we're getting, listen, don't let anybody tell you and pull on your heartstrings, 4,500 Americans died for nothing. They did not die for anything. They did not die for nothing. 911 was the clarion call. They went to make sure nobody heard us. At the time, nobody could guarantee our safety, not even our own government. At the time, these young men, these heroes, these 911 New Yorkers, put their lives on the line and their bodies and their limbs to make sure that nobody killed us in our beds as we slept. So don't say they died for nothing, because surely they didn't. And we could not prove Saddam did not have weapons of mass destruction. And you want to know something? His weapons of mass destruction were moved by the Russians, and they're in Syria. And not only that, he killed 5,000 Kurds with chemical gas. And and one of his commanders and relatives was Chemical Ali, who I think got hanged along with Saddam, or he's due to be hanged. I think he got hanged. So I just wanted to give you a little background on what's happening there in the Middle East. We don't know. We're sucking wind. Obama he wanted to give the Middle East to Islam, and he didn't care what side got it, Sunni or Shia. He thought he was doing his religious duty. And he has to be impeached. As a matter of fact, the peach should be the symbol for impeaching him. He needs a Georgia impeachment. Yeah, unbelievable. Everybody is talking. You want to know what they're talking about? You know the IRS, you heard about this one? They lost all the emails from the woman, that arrogant woman who was in charge of approving a 501c tax-exempt status for Christians and Tea Parties. But did you know that every KGB front group in the United States is tax-exempt? Yeah, check it out. You know what you got to do? You got to do some research, and I do too, because I don't know enough about it. On the Institute for Policy Studies, Jimmy from Brooklyn says that's KGB headquarters in the United States. The Institute for Policy Studies. And also, he mentioned the Brecht Forum, Brecht, I believe, the Brecht Forum. It's like the front group for the KGB. You got to know the players. You got to know who's hurting you. You think that all of these colleges are turning left because that's the direction they decided to go, or their course is being charted? It is really. There's a lot of complaints about Bill O'Reilly. Here's a girl named Joan. She's commenting on the video, Bill O'Reilly. And the Obama administration is near collapse. And her question is, she's talking about O'Reilly. Did Obama tell him to say that? Riley really loves those White House dinners. It makes him feel special. Yeah, it must be you're trying to. Well, Michelle's not that bad. She only said that she hated this country 48 times this week. Yeah. Let's see who else we got. We got this guy, Matt. This guy, Matt, said he's talking about the IRS losing the records. Lois Lerner is the lady's name. She's not a lady. And the IRS has lost all her emails that have to do with the Tea Party and the Catholic Church. Yeah, it is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Here's another guy named Al Pambuena. And here's what he says about the IRS. Oh, he's well informed, I guess, huh? Back in the day, the politicians and those organizations that supported the politicians would have this soft crime that everybody knew, but on the whole scheme of things, not that serious. Nixon came along, and we then learned that those crimes were more serious, but still Washington functioned, even though things happened in whispers and behind closed doors. Once in a while, somebody conveniently got hit by a passing car or died in a plane crash. Still, Washington kept rolling down the path of doing good for the people. Clinton got caught with stains on a blue dress, but hey, what's a little roll on the carpet in the Oval Office? I call it the Oral Office. And then Obama came along and all of the shadows went away, and they removed all of the covers because corruptions, lies, cover-ups, and deceits came out into the sunshine and became the norm. Today it is my way or I will crush you. It is my way or I will do it my way anyway. And it's my way, this law will work or I will go around you. And if I get caught, I'll just bury the evidence. Or if I get caught, I will just destroy the evidence or lose it or lie about any of the above. Today, the lies, cover-ups, and corruptions are just done in front of everybody knowing that it is a lie or a cover-up or a little lost email. It's just not that important. After all, Obama is doing so much good for us. I mean, we need the IRS to separate those horrible conservative IRS-exempt status seekers from those good Democrat IRS tax-exempt status seekers. I mean, what in the hell do we have an IRS for? It's not for the people. It's just for some of the people that Obama approves of. Well said, Al. Very good. So the IRS is the big scandal that's breaking tonight. Lois Lerner took the Fifth Amendment, and the IRS also took the Fifth Amendment emails. Oh, man. Oh, here's the one you got to know that I started to tell you about. One of the five Taliban behind 911. Everybody is upset that McCain is now calling for Obama to do something. They say McCain is only doing it to save his neck because he may get fired soon. So let's see what this four hormones that reverse aging. Chocolate pudding does it, man. Hot chocolate pudding reverses aging. One of the five senior Taliban leaders released in the prison swap before Bo and Birdcall played a role in the Al-Qaeda strategy for the 911 terrorist attacks. This is by the Weekly Standard. Mohammed Fazl, F-A-Z-L, who served as the Taliban Army's chief of staff. Boy, he really gave away some high-value collateral, huh? For a private. And have they got that private doped up? Is he going to be doped up when he does his first conference? Is he going to be on, what, lithium, straight lithium, Ted Turner lithium? Yeah. And deputy defense minister worked with one of Osama bin Laden's chief lieutenants to execute a military offensive against the Northern Alliance on September 10th, 2001. That's one day before. A leaked Joint Task Force Guantanamo threat assessment of Fazl said he met with Abdul Hadi al-Iraqi to immediately coordinate. Al-Iraqi means that Abdul Hadi is from Iraq, just like I would be Abu Tam, the Amriki, al-Amriki, the American, to immediately coordinate an attack with the Taliban against the Northern Alliance. The attack, here it is, the attack was to be carried out the day after Al-Qaeda assassinated Northern Alliance Commander Ahmad Shah Massoud in a suicide bombing so as to weaken the opposition's morale. And he was totally successful, and Massoud is no more. And Ahmad Shah Massoud warned us that 911 was coming. He did it at a conference in Paris, according to my memory. Okay, the Standard highlighted that the 911 Commission said in its final report, and by the way, when we finally went to Afghanistan to get bin Laden, we used the alliance with the Northern Alliance as who was our best asset. And whoever made that decision made a great decision, because that was a good move. The attack was to be carried out the day after Al-Qaeda assassinated Ahmad Shah. Okay. The Standard highlighted that the 911 Commission said in its final report that the mastermind of the attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, I believe he cut the throat of Danny Pearl. I think the Saudis paid $30,000 to the Pakistanis for the right to kill Danny Pearl. The Pakistanis were going to let him go. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed confirmed that the offensive Fazl assisted was a key part of the strategy to execute the 911 attacks. Despite Fazl's involvement, the Obama Communist Islamic Administration has insisted that none of the five detainees that were freed pose any threat to the United States and were not directly involved in the terrorist attacks on the USA. So lie, lie, lie. And Hillary Clinton, she absolved them of their sins. The five guys are not a threat to the U.S., former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton lied during an interview on Nothing But Communist News last week, NBC. NBC belongs to the Chinese. Let's face it. NBC paid Chelsea $600,000 to work at NBC when they were paying Chelsea's counterpart, another girl, $37,500. Isn't that a little bit of a stretch? So I think we may be kind of missing the bigger picture here. We want to get an American home, whether they fell off a ship because they were drunk or they were pushed or they jumped, and we try to rescue everybody, except if you're from Benghazi and can testify against me. Nobody's ruining my thrust for power. Hang up that phone. Hang up. We'll spin it. We'll blame it on a video. Marie Hoff, you see this State Department spokeswoman? Do you want to know something? She doesn't warrant that job. She doesn't measure up for that job. I'd rather see what's the guy's name that speaks now in a dress. I'd rather see him in a dress with a nice blonde wig. A State Department spokesman, Marie Hoff, who also insisted during a June 5th press conference that none of the detainees posed any threat to the United States. 3 years from now, did you see those five guys? You ever see their pictures? Would you want them babysitting your kids? 3 years from now, they'll be holding somebody hostage, and somebody will say, oh, yeah, we let them go. Well, let's water under the bridge now. The Daily Beast reported that John Brennan, director of the CIA and previous Obama's chief counterterrorism advisor, had argued that the Taliban Five were primarily focused on fighting against Afghans. Now, did he say that while he was saying prayers in the mosque? Because according to rumors, John Brennan, an Irishman of ill repute, has converted to Islam. And they won't tell us if he's Shia or Sunni. How do we know who we're up against here? The head of the CIA is a Muslim. Can you believe that? And did not have a record of attacking Americans. Meanwhile, each of the other four of the Taliban Five were also part of the alliance with the Taliban that enabled Al-Qaeda. They protected Al-Qaeda. They helped bin Laden escape at Tora Bora to carry out the 911 terrorist attacks, according to the Standard. I'm thinking of 911. I'm thinking of the monument. I'm thinking of 200 babies that died with their pro-life mothers. And I wish that the parents and the families and the loved ones of those 200 women would name those babies and put their names on the wall next to their mother where they belong. Abdul Haq Wasiq served as the Deputy Director of Intelligence for the Taliban and was in charge of handling relations with Al-Qaeda-related foreign fighters and their training camps. The camps were a base where Al-Qaeda trained terrorists for its plots against America. Nurullah Nuri, like Fazl, was also a Taliban military commander and coordinated operations with Al-Qaeda's paramilitary forces. You see these guys from all over the Middle East are turning up to fight as Muslims in the great jihad. They can go anywhere. And they don't have to leave Qatar to run an assault. Remember Desert Storm. I'm trying to remember the name of the airbase in Qatar. It was used largely to run operations out of Qatar, bombing runs. I'm trying to think of the name of it, Al-Ud or something like that. Okay. The command was also in Qatar. General Schwarzkopf had headquarters in Qatar. So now we've got an American commander down the street from an Al-Qaeda Taliban command. Does that make sense? This was the, I'm going to tell you something, man. Obama should be charged with treason for what he did. And definitely treason for the murder of the Benghazi guys who could have survived. And did you see the interview with the pilot that flew the bodies home? You got to get that interview. Here's some comments. The primary problem is not so much these five, but instead this administration who released them, and hopefully Americans have now awakened. Americans will never wake up until it's their leg being sawed off. Americans will not wake up until it's their house on fire. These are the same voters that reelected Obama. Don't hold your breath. Yep, Obama could sit in a Taliban anti-aircraft gun like Hanoi Jane and get the same idiots to waste their vote on them. It tells you that's a lack of allegiance to the United States. They have no allegiance, these people. They think they're international warriors. They're going to be able to show up in Paris carrying cards, gun-free state. Yeah. Okay, so let me see what else, what other comments we got here. Stupidity seems to possess many, so will changes occur. I doubt it. This administration is setting a standard where some things will not be reversed, and it is killing the country. I heard there was a deal. This is Barnabas and now Karen. I heard there was a deal to release them months ago. At that time, there was no deal for Bergdahl. That came after to make the press look good. That sure worked out well. I got to tell you something. And what's his name didn't know the answer. Who was holding Bergdahl? Was it the Taliban or was it the Haqqani Network? The answer was it was the Haqqani Network. And that had come out with a BS story. He was in solitary confinement for 2 years. This guy could not handle solitary confinement for 2 years. He would be a babbling brook. This guy lived good. I do a bit where they put their guns on him to torture him and force him to eat his Rice Krispies. This guy came back healthier than when he walked off. As a matter of fact, the guys that served with him said, he looks better than we looked when we were serving over there. This is to get people's minds off the VA scandal. It won't get it off the VA scandal. I'll tell you why. Obama kills Americans any way he can. Do you know what the body count is already in Afghanistan? Do you know what it was under Bush? In 8 years under Bush, it was 461. And every one of those guys who took a bullet or was blown to bits, his name, his town, his age was in the paper every night on NBC, on CBS, on ABC, in the New York Times, in all the communist newspapers, everybody that died on Bush's watch, the whole 461 were listed in the paper. And not only that, the media went to their mother's house, stuck a mic in her face, and the question was, how do you feel about George Bush now that your son is dead? Now let's fast forward to Obama. With the five guys that were killed by friendly fire from an aircraft, and God forbid that that aircraft was given wrong coordinates by somebody that was working for the other side. But five guys died as a result of the friendly fire accident. Okay? So add that to 2,121, which was the official count sometime last week. So we're up to 2,126. Now, go back to Bush's 461 killed. In 8 years, the ratio between wounded and killed is about 7 to 1. So for every one GI dies, 7 are wounded. So you take a 461, let's round it out to 400 and put 7 on there, 2,800 guys were wounded under Bush. Now you go to 2,000, take just 2,000, 14,000 guys were wounded under Obama. Okay? And under Obama, not one was ever brought to the attention of the American people. The day he took over as president of the United States was the last day that any GI's name was given out as killed in action. And they never give out the wounded. Do you know what he did? How clever he is? He classified the 2,126 now who died as NATO troops to be identified later. And then he just kept sneaking the bodies home. The only bodies he ever showed up for were the four. The four in Benghazi that he murdered, him and Hillary, blood clot. Yep. And they gotta stand trial for that. And now it comes out that the initial attack was so successful, the embassy had been penetrated, and Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood, and every other jihadi and his mother were running around with the CIA and State Department cell phones. And if you look at the picture of Ambassador Stevens still alive being carried out of the hole they found him in, the guy that's carrying him with his arms under his arms holding him up, holding him up by his armpits, okay? He has a cell phone in his mouth. Now, is that his cell phone or is that Ambassador Stevens' cell phone? And my point is that we knew right then that Al-Qaeda was in command of that operation because they used the State Department and CIA cell phones to call their higher echelon to confirm that the raid was a success. So we knew right away that it was Al-Qaeda. And they went with the video story. So Blue Angel says, this is to get the people's minds off the VA scandal. No, they kill them on the battlefield and they'll kill them in the hospital. That's the Syrian tactic. Bashar al-Assad, when his troops gunned down people in a battle and they're wounded, the first thing the wounded say is, don't take me to the hospital. Take me somewhere else, because if I go to the hospital, they're killing them in the emergency room or on the operating table. And that's what Obama's doing. He's killing them in the emergency room at the VA. It's an old Syrian tactic. Suddenly, Bergdahl was fit to fly back to the U.S. I wonder what brought on that rush. Couldn't be all the heat Obama's getting. He's a Korean War vet. God bless those Korean War vets. Everybody has paid our dues so that we could live to complain about secondhand smoke or global warming. I think it's to deflect from all the scandals that are unfolding, which is, you know what? These are not scandals unfolding. These are operational moves. These are tactics used by the Communist Party to take down the country. The man is busting out the USA, and he's got a lot of help. And this Francis Fox Piven said 2 years ago, we have everybody in place to do the job. Obama has put everybody in place that has to be in place to do the job. We got to do some research. I'm going to be looking into Francis Fox Piven's and the Institute, the Brecht Forum and the Institute for Policy Studies. And I understand that Leon Panetta was a guest speaker at the Institute for Policy Studies. You know what Leon Panetta's famous words are? I'm paraphrasing. We can't go in guns a-blazing. We don't know the layout. Well, you want to know the layout? There's four guys up on a rooftop. They just laser painted a mortar platoon. Get your plane over there. Take out the mortar platoon. Those guys that are still alive, they're up on the rooftop. Well, we don't know if they're going to be alive when we get there. What does that sound like? That sounds like somebody doesn't want to take you to the prom. Yeah, that doesn't sound like a military decision. What's the Confederate general that said? Get there fustest with the mostest? Yeah, Leon Panetta. And General Dempsey, he's the worst. And I think McCain called for his firing. And that would be a good move. And so would get the Admiral Lemon out of there, too. That guy said he would never attack Iran. Okay, so here we go. Everything is boomerang because of their negligence to free a U.S. Marine in Mexico who just got lost, but no one cared. No, they don't care. As a matter of fact, this is the generation that's running the government that went to the airport to spit on Marines when they came back from Nam. And look what Connecticut has representing them. Blumenthal. Blumenthal, who managed to get by Marine guards and got a uniform. He joined the Marine Reserves, and then he went around and he bullshitted everybody that he was in combat in Vietnam. And when he got caught, you know what he said? I exaggerated a little bit. Yeah. And so you know what the people of Connecticut did? The home of Nathan Hale. The home of I have but one life to, I regret that I have but one life to give for my country, who was not taught about in communist cucumber schools today. And he was a Yale graduate. When they taught a religion at Yale, okay, and they prayed twice a day at Yale and Harvard. The people of Connecticut said, "You're no good. You lied. You misled us. And so now we're going to make you a senator. Go on, go get him." And now this son of a bitch is up there on a podium, on a dais, and he is questioning other people's honesty. Marines are the president's men, and if they're in trouble, the president is supposed to protect them. But this Marine, who was also suffering from PTSD, was abandoned. I guess you have to be a deserter to get some compassion nowadays. There's going to be no sympathy among the guys who know, among the guys who got skin in the game for Bo Birdcall. There's no sympathy for him. Not only that, he walked off the job, and others had to do his job. Others had to fill the gap. And if it's all about who's on either side of you, there's one guy that was sideless that was left there. So, and he wasn't captured. He walked in. He walked in and introduced himself. He wasn't captured. And he's only a private. And he'll tell you that himself. At least he's got that much decency. He got promoted while he was at the club, Taliban. Yeah. If you hold your breath, you'll turn blue, just like all of them. Better to not hold your breath and vote than refuse on grounds of mental incompetency. These are the same voters who didn't vote for Romney because he was a Mormon. That's interesting. I'll take a Mormon any day of the week. Donnie and Marie are my favorites. And Marie just lost 50 pounds. Amen. On that note, there's a silver lining here. Hillary's statement regarding these guys was a huge mistake for such a seasoned politician. It's uncommon for this sea hag, maybe that's communist, to set herself up for such a fall, but she did. If just one of those guys attacks U.S. interests between now and 2016, she's political roadkill. And the odds are against the big time. Those guys who are already back in business, they're in Qatar. That's their command post. They're right down the street from the American command post. They're probably reading each other's mail. I don't believe old butthead K. gives big rat's behind about any of it. I believe he's working directly with the terrorists to take over this country with his blessing. He refused to call Fort Hood a terrorist attack. That is also a crime, and it should be on the impeachment list of particulars. We know better. He did not and does not want the Gitmo terrorists tried for their crimes against us. He freed the five worst terrorists we had, and he refuses to use the term terrorist. I don't like to use the word terrorist either. I like to use the word deeply religious Muslims. That's why he doesn't care about the jobs, IRS, vets, welfare rolls, or any of the other crap he sets in motion. It has been his intent all along. He promised fundamental change. Bring it all down. And that's NV free. That might be Nevada free, huh? Karen says, I don't understand why African Americans aren't up in arms. By the way, one of the six guys that died was an African American that went looking for him. They have the, and you want to know something else? There are black guys rotting away in Leavenworth. One guy comes to mind, his name is Miller. I think he's a sergeant. He has two little daughters, and he was only doing his duty, and they put him in jail for 20 years. And I guarantee you, when he stood up before that court-martial of between 7 and 9 military officers, I guarantee you that 80% of them had no combat experience, not a day in the field. Let's see what she's saying. I don't understand why African Americans aren't up in arms. They have the highest unemployment in the country, and it's going to get higher because the Latinos are taking the jobs and they get up earlier. And after all the illegals come in, their unemployment rate is going to skyrocket. See, she's saying the same thing. We have never gotten accurate figures anyway. If African Americans were smart, they would vote all Dems out of office. They don't care about them or anyone else except their agenda and themselves. Sadly, they have the wrong leaders who have been community activists have been blowing smoke up their nose. The blacks that are under siege the most are these small ministers and small churches that are trying to keep their community together, to cut down on the abortion rate, to cut down on the infidelity rate, to get the men back to church, to get them off drugs. These are the modern day heroes in the black community, those small Baptist churches and all different religious denominations. The ones that sing on Sunday, those are the ones, not the Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons. Or the National Association for the Advancement of Communist People, the NAACP, that used to be a great organization in the 50s. Now it's run by communists. Why work when we can go to work for them and pay for everything they have? It's not just African Americans taking advantage of the system. There are many on the dole here in this country that have learned to milk the system in all races. We do not understand words by Winston Churchill. Control the wealth and health care of the people, control the people. With a bozo, the administration's plan is to eliminate the middle woman, man, for class distinction, the very wealthy to be controlled on the dole. Well, we got our problems. We know what they are. It's up to us to make the correction. If we don't make the correction, we're all going to be back to slavery. Yes, and I'll be picking cotton with my black brothers who say they're not going to. But I got news for you. If you've ever seen the inside of a gulag, you'll wish you were in an American prison. Okay. It is sad. It is sad. And it's turned racist, so I got to stop. Okay. But I also want to remind you that races come in all colors. There's a guy in New York named Charles Barron. He hates white people. He's a councilman. He hates white people. He said he would just love to smack one in the face. Yeah. Especially white grandmothers. Yeah. He's a real man. He's a real man. When he's, even his spittle is hateful. When he talks, you can see hate bubbles. It is really sad. Should we go to a tune? See how much time we got left? Where are we here? Oh, we got plenty of time. Yeah, you know what we need? We need a little love in this country. We don't have enough love. We got a lot of sex. We got a lot of rock and roll. We got a lot of boogaloo in room 22. But we don't have a lot of love. He's been that way since 1966. That song is not the original. There's a song where the guys, the Clovis sang it, I believe, and it said, "I've been that way since 1956. So, a little trivia there. We're going to life news because I'm pro-life, and if I didn't stand up for all of the white kids, black kids, and Latino kids that are being murdered in Democrat chop shops, I would have to stand in front of God and say I did nothing to stop it. And I don't want to have that day of reckoning. So here are the top stories in the current headlines from LifeNews.com, the pro-life news report. NAACP threatens Life News for reporting its abortion advocacy. You know what's sad? They had a report the other day that out of 1,000 babies that are aborted, 1,000 white babies that are aborted, about 120, oh no, I'm sorry, out of 1,000 babies that are about to be born, 120 are aborted. That's white babies. Out of black babies that are about to be born, over 500 are aborted. And here's the NAACP endorsing child murder of black children. Now, tell me who's prejudiced. Tell me who's a racist. The white guy that wants to save a black baby or a black man that wants to kill a black baby? Planned Parenthood, we lied about not firing a staffer who told a 15-year-old girl to engage in S&M sex. That was an expose. It was on Fox the other night. Somebody in Planned Parenthood was telling a 15-year-old girl that S&M, bondage, and whatever else was just another form of sex. Congressman, enough is enough. Time to defund Planned Parenthood. There's two things going on in this country that really rub me the wrong way. Money for killing kids paid for by taxpayers who love children. And no money for education for private schools, but you have to pay for the education of public schools. That's not fair. Vouchers for everybody, including the vets in the VA hospital. And the VA should be privatized. There should be a lot of things privatized in this country. And if I was president, the first my tools that I would bring to work on the first day, I'd have two tools. A drill for all the oil and gas we can find, open season. And a giant paper shredder to shred all of the documents and all of the orders that Obama has passed that have hurt this country, starting with health care. Good news for Justina Pelletier. She may finally get to go home. I feel so sorry for that girl. She was a football in a bureaucratic tug of war. That's not the way to treat kids. They all should be tried for hurting kids. Okay. You heard about the twins born more than 3 weeks apart and Red delayed the delivery. Isn't that something? And one left said, look, I'll see you in 3 weeks. That's amazing, man. I got a picture in my book. It was snapped in a second. And it's a picture of one of my chapters is Save the Kids. It's an anti-abortion chapter. And a doctor was doing a spina bifida operation on a fetus, as the communists called them, on a kid, I call them. I call them junior or sis. I don't call them fetus. A fetus is something a Nazi would say as he exterminates another truckload of kids. Or a communist would say as they destroyed him in the gulag. But this doctor was doing a spina bifida operation. You might have seen this picture. If you see it, it will startle the hell out of you. It'll show you where life begins. So he was doing a spina bifida operation. He had made an incision, and he was working on the baby in the womb, you know, like a C-section type of thing. And the operation was a success. So the sac that the baby was in, he was putting back in, and he was closing, he was suturing the opening he had made. And just as he was about to suture the opening that he made, a hand came out and grabbed his index finger. And at that exact moment, the photographer snapped the picture, and everybody was stunned. And it's a fantastic picture. And the only one that rivals it is the two twins that were delivered by C-section, and one was holding the other one's hand. You can't get more a pro-life than that. If you can't understand the message of God by looking at that, you are definitely destined to end your days in hell. Twins born more than 3 weeks apart. Family to use health care plan must pay for abortions under Obamacare. Jahi McMath's middle school grants her an honorary diploma. Abortion doctor admits what he does is terminating babies. A woman I know was in a doctor's office, and she could hear that the doctor was outraged. And he was talking to a couple, and he goes, this is your fifth abortion. You know, this is not birth control. And she said that over the years she saw that doctor age rapidly. It was not a happy camper. Planned Parenthood stopped selling dangerous abortion drug at Iowa clinic. Premature births have skyrocketed. You know what's really scary? That some of these guys who rape young girls and take them to the clinic for an abortion. Isn't that scary, man? That's getting rid of evidence, right? Court cited Roe versus Wade to force pregnant mother to have a C-section. Florida Governor Rick Scott signs bill to ban late-term abortions. The one that gets me is partial birth abortion. Just before the kid's head exits the womb, they crush the skull. They slice the spine. It is unbelievable. It is unbelievable. If you took a walk through an abortion clinic, you would never endorse abortion. You would never. If you seen an abortion mill, you would never. If you looked in the bucket, I got a website on YouTube. It's not a website. I got a YouTube video, and it's called Save the Kids. I have one that's called Abortion is Murder. You don't want to see that one. You couldn't handle it. But Save the Kids is a gentle reminder of what we are doing, wiping out the next American generation. Supreme Court will decide soon if pro-lifers have free speech outside abortion clinics. St. Louis Fire Department hides Planned Parenthood's 911 calls about botched abortions. How's that? Now, why would the fire department do that? Because they've been told to do that. And here's the story about the NAACP. For many years, LifeNews.com has brought national attention to the fact that the NAACP takes a strongly pro-abortion position, has worked hand-in-hand with pro-abortion groups, and have actively opposed a pro-life legislation. In February, that's why I call it the National Association for the Advancement of the Communist People. In February, the NAACP threatened to sue Life News and Ryan Bomberger, a Life News blogger, for a column that took the civil rights organization to task over its abortion position. The NAACP is upset about a column Bomberger wrote at Life News titled NAACP, National Association for the Abortion of Colored People, which notes the organization's 44th annual Image Awards. Unbelievable. And here's that story about the 15-year-old who was encouraged to practice S&M. Okay, I think I've bored you enough. You know that all I can say is puppies get better treatment than kids do in this country today. That's why I want a little girl.
Yeah.
One little girl of mine. much.
There's bikers going to Mexico to free that Marine that's rotting down there with no attention being given to him by the Obama administration, the Democrat Party. I think we got to get away from focusing on Obama and focus on the Democrats. If you want Obama to change his wicked ways, you're going to have to put the pressure on the Democrats. The Republicans can't do it. But if you make the Democrats take as much heat as Obama, they will go after Obama to get the heat off of themselves. So when those bikers go into Mexico, they should have signs that say, not Obama let us down, the Democrats let us down. And I guarantee you that will do more to get Obama to get that Tamarisi out of there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, if you, and besides, Obama, if he doesn't get impeached, he's going to be there for 2.5 more years. He's got a lot of damage to do. He doesn't care what you think. He doesn't care. He's on a mission. He's on a mission to bring it all down, and he is going to succeed. But the ones that are going to be left, if he leaves office, the ones that are going to be left are the ones that you can put pressure on. They got to change their evil ways.
You got to change your evil ways, baby, before I stop loving you. You got to change, baby. And every word that I say is true. You got me jumping and running all over town. You got me sneaking and peeping and running you down. This can't go on. Lord knows you got to change, baby.
Cutting that one short, I want to mention to you this comment by a retired colonel. about the erased emails of Lois Lerner. And he's talking to a guy named Daniel, and he said, Daniel, the IRS has backup stored offline and at different locations. A crash will not, I say again, a crash will not explain their loss. The only way they can be lost is if they were deliberately erased from the main files and all backups, probably more than one set of backup records. So if that rule comes to fruition, remember that multiple records had to be erased and backups had to be erased. That is real scary, isn't it? They don't want her emails. It'll implicate the president, vice president, half a dozen Democrat senators. That's what I say. Instead of going after Obama, we know it's Obama. You can go after Obama, but be sure to include the Democrats. It's the party of death that is causing this problem. And if Obama's only one, why go after one when you can get them all? So they have to bury this and do it fast. The problem is not just a matter of political shenanigans. It is a serious criminal matter. So there's a lot of bad news coming. This is about the bikers going into Mexico. Yes, they are what we all used to be. My brother was a biker, and he was great with many friends on bikes like him. Some really great patriots. I pray they're all safe. The sad part about this is you got to watch out for communist stunts. You may have Obama pull a stunt on the American side, and then he will work with the Mexicans on the Mexican side. And those bikers that go down there may lose their bikes. They may be made to walk back without their bikes. So they're risking a lot. And once they go and they receive any resistance, then the pressure has to immediately be put upon the House and the Senate any way we can to tell them, because there's going to be more than one guy in jail when the Mexicans get finished. And it's going to be hard to deny the bikers access into Mexico, I'm sure. So think about that. Somebody's saying the BS word about this IRS story. Let's see, here's another guy, Dan McLaughlin. I agree with Colonel Camp, time for a special prosecutor. That's what they need. They need a special prosecutor. They need somebody who's been to the mountain. No, major businesses have a backup system. Sure, Carbonite. I got Carbonite, and I got a crypto virus, and I was able to get most of my stuff back thanks to Carbonite. $59 a year. It's well worth it. Just go to NSA to get her emails. Some of these people are really good, huh? Let's see what this Reverend Christine Richardson is saying. What BS? Yeah, it is really. You know what? I got to tell you. You know what it's like? Obama has been BSing people, a lot of people who are not that well educated, you know, and so he plays on their feelings and intelligence, and he knows how to wrap them up, stir them up. And now he comes out to the average American public, and they're not buying his crap. But he's still dealing as if everybody's a jerk. Like Eric Holder and the DOJ will do or find anything. Same with the IG. A good computer forensics person could recover the emails. They are still there. I love to hear that. I love that. Meathead, this guy named Meathead, replied to a discussion on the Iraqi Air Force. It isn't just Obama, but Clinton and Bush also. The Sunni and Shiite have been fighting each other for over 1,300 years. If you want to get your eyes opened on the difference between Sunni and Shia, just go to a Muslim website. Go to Sunni. Just type in the word Sunni, or type in the word Shia, And you won't believe what the Sunnis say about the Shia. You would think you're in the 50s in a race war. These Ashid heads do not understand Western culture, and obviously we cannot understand that their way of life is nowhere near our way of life. Leave the bastards to kill each other off and stay out of their countries and culture, and do not allow their culture, kill all the infidels, non-Muslims, to enter America. Either export or execute those who are here and burn their mosques to the ground. Islam is right out of the pit of hell fostered by the father of lies, who old Vomit knows well. That's one man's opinion, and his name is Meathead. Oh, man, too much. Okay, let me see what this one is. Guy's name is Gregory. They should all tell him to go to hell. Take all the photos you want, then make them public. I don't know what he's talking about there. Oh, Obama administration forbids lawmakers to take pictures of the illegal immigrants that are in cages. Yeah. They're not getting treated too well. Obama doesn't know what he's doing. He never sees the consequences of his actions. But the worst is hanging up the phone. Somebody hung up the phone on Benghazi. That guy who was able to laser paint that mortar platoon, he had sophisticated equipment. He had to have a cell phone, and he had to have some sort of a transmission device, and he had to have the ear of somebody in Washington on the other side. Who hung up the phone? Who passed the phone to whoever hung up the phone? And they didn't send anybody. They didn't even attempt. And those guys were Navy SEALs. Never leave a man behind. And here they took a bird call, Bo Bird Call, and they said, yes, we cannot leave him behind. So here are five of the top Taliban echelon. Give us back Bird Call. But they didn't do any negotiating for the four guys on the rooftop. They wouldn't even talk to the president of Libya. They didn't pick up the phone and say, oh, president, we got a problem here. Can you help me out? I'll make it up to you. I can't let those men die up there. Can you do anything? And I'm sure they might have got a little help. Maybe the guys that had the place surrounded would have gotten some bullets in the back from the other side. You know, just a little distraction to help those guys on the roof. But an F-16 flying from Aviano Air Force Base in Italy, and this pilot, this guy that drove... the plane that brought their bodies back. I think I heard him say he could have been there from Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany. He could have been there in 3 hours. That is really sad. And that F-16 could probably have been there in 30 to 40 minutes from Aviano Air Force Base. And even if he was unarmed, he could have kicked in the afterburners and they would have thought that they're coming. They might have broken off. But if he was armed, he could have taken out the laser-painted mortar platoon. And to hear the head of the CIA, not the head of the CIA, the head of the Defense Department, the Secretary of Defense saying, we can't go in guns a-blazing. What kind of job have you got? We can't go in guns a-blazing. We don't know the layout. You don't know the layout. You had two buildings in Benghazi. And you didn't know the layout? You didn't know that that was a beach house? It wasn't even a fortress? It was 6 blocks from the water? We had nobody? What about all the SEALs we see in the pictures coming out of the water with their guns? What happened there? You couldn't hire some mercenaries? So another guy says, throw the bum out. Iraqi Air Force evacuating besieged American contractors. Yeah, remember those American contractors that the communist media turned you against? Blackwater? Oh, they were shooting innocent civilians. Yeah, innocent civilians. You mean like the kids that were on the Fallujah Bridge that burned the bodies? Huh? Were they innocent civilians? Yeah. We got a lot to learn. And you know what? We're going to learn it all the hard way. And this country is not safe. And you don't know it yet. You don't know it. So we're going out with the eye of the tiger. I'm going to give you one last blog. Lawyer for released Gitmo prisoner. He needs to be compensated. A lawyer for one of the so-called Taliban Five released from Guantanamo Bay wants his client to be compensated for his detention at the facility. Khairullah Kirkwa is said to have been the most senior of the men exchanged for U.S. soldier Bo Bergdahl. He is described in U.S. government documents that were released by WikiLeaks as being of high risk and high intelligence value. But lawyer Frank Goldsmith says Mr. Kakaiwa was a Taliban political figure and hadn't been charged with any offenses by U.S. authorities in the 12 years he was detained in Guantanamo Bay. Providing some form of compensation and some form of assistance in readjusting to the civilian life. Hey, buddy, how about you go and readjust with him, huh? And maybe you could feed him his porridge. In their country would be an appropriate thing to do. I wonder what Frank Goldsmith's tab is for the U.S. government to pick up. It is the least we can do for men that we be detained. I believe unjustly in most cases for as long as we have detained them. Frank Goldsmith is a rat. Frank Goldsmith is a POS. Frank Goldsmith is a traitor. Frank Goldsmith is a communist agent. All this I allege. In 12 years, nearly 12 and a half years of captivity at Guantanamo, he was never charged with a single crime. Yes, Frank Goldsmith has 911 blood on his hands. Frank Goldsmith is a traitor. This I allege. You want to hear some comments? Compensate this worthless Islamic POS with an express ticket to meet Allah. One shot to the head works for me. Oh, no. That's two shots to two heads. One for his dipstick lawyer, too. And take that lawyer along for the ride. That lawyer needs to be deported. Has this lawyer lost his freaking mind? What country did this lawyer come from? He cannot be an American. I do not trust this government, but I trust the word of our soldiers, and they know where the terrorist came from, was captured, and what he was doing when captured. I hope they give him a swift kick in the seat of the pants on his way out the door. The Arabs have the saying, Il Beb if it with Jamal. the door is big enough for a camel to pass through. Remember, lawyers making their living from compensation they collect, not a question of guilty. The question is, will the administration go along to get along? Remember, they're part of the problem. And when this president is out of office with his big retirement check, he will also be over there to collect from them. We need to make damn sure if he leaves the country, he can't draw his retirement. What you think, boys and girls? Okay, Congress, who has what it takes to get this in effect now? Sounds like the so-called American lawyer needs to be sent to live in Afghanistan with the rest of his Taliban brothers. He is no longer welcome to call himself an American after these statements. Yes, compensate him with a virgin goat. That was a 25-cent pistol round. And why not a virgin pig? Actually, both the prisoner and this piece of attorney needs to be executed for being enemies of America. The only compensation this guy needs, this is from Mary Gomez, deserves is a stool and a rope, cheap. Obama is working for his 72 virgins and 6 more virgins as a bonus. Okay, that's the show for tonight. And we will say sayonara until we meet again, when the stick in the sand is equal to its shadow. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Talk to you. Take care.